what do you do when you're in between a rock hard place and a skunk ravine? You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey, it's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Sick. There we are.
We're
set up. We are finally using the soundboard and a computer to record this on.
Getting professional.
We're getting real professional. So professional that Alex decided to clean off half of his table for me.
Half of it.
We'll take a picture of the setup and post it because it's funny as shit.
Only one gets half.
once that buzz is gone, maybe I'll clear another little space. So I'm learning how to do all this shit, as you all know. I will try to make it sound good, and I'll work on getting rid of the buzz. I understand there's probably a buzz.
I don't understand any of this shit.
Yeah, I know. And now that we have, like, Audacity up and we can see what we're saying, I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, very good.
Very nice.
Here we fucking are, man.
Yeah.
Doing it. It's July 15th.
It is.
2024.
Yep, yep.
It took us 6 months to get this set up.
Yeah.
Perfected. I didn't try too hard on it, but.
Damn, spend that long?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is episode 21.
Nice.
So, yeah, dude, 21 episodes. You know what today is? 10-year anniversary.
Of?
Working at fucking Greenbush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess.
Right.
Pretty nice, huh?
I don't know how long I've been at Denison's now.
Probably a month, 2 months.
Oh, it's more than 2 months.
Is it? Well, I guess that did happen back in, like,
at least June? 2 months.
Was it June? Yeah. Like early June or late May?
Yeah.
You talking about when you left Anderson?
Yeah.
I'll say left.
Yeah, fuck that place.
There's another business on the shit list.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you own a business and you ever need shelves welded together and manufactured out of I-beams, don't go to those assholes.
Nah.
They're garbage.
Straight garbage.
Straight up just trash.
I've seen the shittiest welds go out of that place.
Shit, don't even get me started, man. I when I'm out at that, like, Home Depot and shit and I see a shitty weld, I'm like, fuck it, Andy.
Fucking. that's hilarious.
Like, yeah, I know. That must have been the night welder over there.
The night welder. It
definitely wasn't my day boy.
Working on the night weld.
It wasn't my day boy.
Oh, man. So today we went to Martin's for lunch.
Uh-huh. Did you get a panini?
No, I thought about it, but I got a Dagwood.
Okay, dude, those fucking
those paninis are fire.
The turkey fillies?
Oh, I haven't seen
those.
That's
what I get. It's like turkey, green pepper, onion, and cream cheese.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, on the panini press.
Shit,
that's fucking good.
I got, said it was a Dagwood club, but I've never had a club that had roast beef in it.
Okay.
I thought a club was like turkey and ham and like bacon, right?
Well, it's like a turkey club, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, that, and then.
What's a club? I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had roast beef on it. It was good.
We used to do a Dagwood. And I think we put roast beef on ours. I mean, it's pretty much just all the fucking
meats.
All the meats that we had on a bun, yeah. Yeah.
I mean that, it was good.
Dude, it was like a $20 sandwich.
Dang.
And it was
like $6.
Dude, it was seriously like.
Oh, shit.
Like 6 inches high.
Was it like the Broodwitch?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was like 16 ounces of meat, I think, or something like that.
God damn.
Yeah, dude, it was a lot of fucking meat.
But they had this, like, new sandwich or some shit. It was, like, turkey, bacon with brie. And then all I could think about the whole rest of the day was that episode of Always Sunny where they're trying to catch that rat in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, let's...
Maybe
let's,
a brie.
Yeah. And then he plays that song and they start dancing, just staring at each other. He's like, and then we'll play it some seductive music. Set the mood.
And then I'm just going to sniff this and make sure it's not gas. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's gasoline.
Yeah. So, yeah, Baldwin was interesting.
Yeah, so let's hear this. What?
Well, I just went there, you know, like just to go.
Yeah.
And then,
just to chill?
Yeah, my buddy whose cabin it is. Fucking was like, are you gonna go to that are you gonna go see Juicy J at Cannabash? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Canna who?
Like the last thing I expected was for Juicy J
right
to be in Baldwin, Michigan.
Yeah. And just to like happen to be up there that right. same fucking day that it was
yeah,
going
not
down.
Planning it.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. I mean I paid for two tickets, but it was like I saw there was a bunch of people playing, but it was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And it was out in the middle of a field that was like raspberry bushes that they had like literally just like brush chopped down, like brush hogged. Like, so it was like prickers and shit.
Yeah. Just a bunch of chewed up shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of disturbed insects.
Yeah, dude. Wah. Yeah. but
I'll just throw that on there.
Yeah, we went and like checked it out and shit, and then went back to the cabin and hung out for a little while, and then went back for it was Riff Raff, Devin the Dude, and Juicy J. That I wanted to see. So
why didn't Riff Raff go last?
Juicy J went last.
I know.
Come on now.
Oh. Riff Raff wasn't. Nah. Juicy J wasn't opening.
Riff Raff was
huh?
horrible. Like he was not good.
Like, yeah, what'd you tell me? You're like he's so terrible. Why?
Yeah,
I told you he's terrible recorded too.
he sounds better recorded.
Honestly, I don't even know like any. Of his song, I don't think. Does he just make like? Is he like the Andrew WK of rap? Just like party rap.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He's got like a like Bart Simpson tattoo on his chest and shit. If that says anything.
Riffraff's all right with my book. All right.
Well, yeah. He's just like some white ass. I don't even know how to explain them.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah. Do you know what video?
Okay, good.
Do you know what video I'm referencing there?
No.
It's like a big riffraff. It's like his first like video.
Why would I know that?
It's like him in his car. And he's got like these shark teeth fronts, dude. They're fucking awesome.
I'm sure I've seen it.
Well, I'm gonna look it up right now. Look at that. It's already, like, saved in my YouTube. Here we go.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That looks
my
about...
My main goal...
Where's he from? Like, Florida, probably?
Yeah, he looks like it.
I would assume he's from Florida.
Oh, that was a Vine. So he was, like, a Vine rapper?
I have no clue. He's got to be from Florida.
Probably.
Or look Indiana. It up. Indiana. Or Ohio. Fuck. Who knows? There's a bunch of shit states out there.
Yeah. Damn, he's 42.
Jesus.
He's really...
Killing
that
it?
That guy's 42.
How old is Juicy J?
Juicy J, man?
He's got to be like...
He's from Texas.
Texas. I guess that counts.
Yeah. I bet he, like, lives in Florida now.
Is he right?
He just seems like a Florida man.
He is a Florida man.
Whenever an article says Florida man, I'm picturing Riff Raff. Riff Raff doing all his shit.
Right.
Dude, that'd be cool. That'd be a good, like, show.
Oh, yeah.
Just Riff Raff acting out fucking Florida man crimes.
Florida man crimes. Holds Juicy J.
Hold on. I'll look it up. Juicy J. I'm going to, like, make sure we're not recording too loud or too quiet. I don't know. We'll find out. If we scrap this episode or whatever, or we'll just release it.
Can't you just, like, turn the sound down on the recording?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's some weird shit where if you're, like, if it's recording and it's, like, too loud and peaking, then it's gonna, but it's been like chilling down here, so I don't know. Yeah, looks alright. See, now that we have this technical shit, I mean, it's probably gonna sound better than the other mics.
I don't know,
but
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we have a way to find out.
There is, and that's to, he's 49.
Huh, I thought he would be like older actually.
I do too.
Thought he'd be, like, at least in his 50s.
Yeah. I mean, he almost is, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, late 50s.
Right. That's pretty cool, though. You know? Huh. Cool.
Interesting.
So, Juicy J is older, and that's cool. Yeah. Because he seems old, like he should be older, but he's actually younger. And Riff Raff just seems like he should be younger, but he's just old.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Juicy J was allowed to do, like, a whole, like, 3-6 songs. I think he was only allowed to do his part of the songs.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because he had, like, other people singing.
Right.
Or he was just, you know, being rich and in the middle of a field.
Like, singing my shit.
There was barely anybody there.
Really?
Like.
Damn, that sucks.
I got so many free pre-rolls, it was retired. Like,
get rid of these.
I ran out of room in some of my pockets, so.
You had to just start smoking them, then, huh?
Well, yeah.
I'm just walking around smoking the whole
time. I walked in smoking.
Me,
smoking.
Me, Matt, and his brother went to one in Niles.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Blues Brothers performed. And it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I took a huge fucking dab. And that was before I was, like, doing
dabs. At one
dabs
of the booths? Or, like,
fucked me up.
Yeah, they'll get you.
It got me real bad. And the guy was like, yeah, this is some of our, this stuff isn't even on the market yet. It's some of our new stuff. It's our highest potency. I'm like, go.
Ow.
So I took a huge fucking dab. And then I was like, goop.
I meant to go to the dispensary and get some more of these.
What are those?
They're
like
it's 2 100-milligram gummies.
Is there liquid in it?
Nah, it's just called bursts.
It looks like they should be gushers. You know?
That'd be sweet, actually. Yeah. Why don't they make those?
I don't know.
Damn it. Now somebody's gonna do it.
Now someone's gonna do it and we're gonna be
probably that dude in Peru.
Yeah. He's just down there making weed gums. We're like, hey.
I didn't even ask. I just.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't care, bro.
I know.
What are they smoking out, dude?
This dick. It's one of them little fireplace things.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The little clay ones.
Yeah, I can see.
God damn. Oh, I got it.
It's just crazy.
What is in there? Nobody's gonna know what the fuck we're talking about.
I know.
We'll have
to
cut that out.
Some video like a guy blowing a leaf blower into this like wood burning fucking oven stove thing.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
None ya.
Don't worry about it. It's good content right there, dude.
So what did you do this weekend? Did I already ask you that?
I worked all fucking weekend. Yeah. See, that'd be funny if you could take a leaf blower to the strip club.
I mean, I don't see why not, as long as you load it with money.
Yeah. Just.
I know people.
Just all over the fucking place. Yeah, I didn't do shit this weekend. I worked. That was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just chilled up in Baldwin.
Hell yeah. How long were you up there?
Just Friday to Sunday.
Nice.
I wish I could stay longer, but we had a rain day on Wednesday last week. I went and welded some stuff, so.
Ooh.
Fixed some expanded metal on the gate of the trailers where the lawnmowers run down them, you know?
Okay.
It had popped off and it was all bent, so I took like a floor jack, you know, for like a car.
Yeah.
And
jacked off?
Yeah, jacked off. I tacked it in a couple, like one spot, and then bent it back, you know? Mm. Clamped it down, welded it up. It's good as new.
Wow, great.
So, I at least got a half a day in.
I forgot to fuck. I was gonna.
You forgot to fuck. No.
Ah, shit, I forgot to fuck. Damn it. I always leave the house. Like,
I forgot to fuck. I
forgot to fuck.
In that mid-episode night, man.
Oh, not the mid-episode. I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
Darn it. Shoot.
Because it was so hot out today.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy reminds me like an old fatter black. Juicy J. Black. It just threw black in there. Black and not.
This guy's, yeah, well, Juicy J is white. Yeah. White Juicy J.
Oh my God. What would he look like?
This guy reminds me of a white Juicy J.
But he's black.
But he's black.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's so good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
Good shit.
Yeah, dude.
Good shit.
I like it. Man, I really wish the second half of our episode last week didn't get covered.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know, man. I tried to edit it. You know,
I edited it.
And got down to the, you know, the third of the episode.
And it was like, fuck off.
Well, let me open it, but it was just a, like, blank line.
It was
line.
Just a tease.
It was just a blank line, like, with none of the, like, sound bars.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at it, it was just, like, flying through it and, like,
it was like, fuck you.
Yeah, it was playing in, like, probably 5x speed.
I wish I could unplug this and take it with me.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I was going to get up and grab these dabs. They have to stay in the fridge because it's batter.
It's like that horse semen.
Yeah. It's horse semen. I was lying. It's not dabs.
Oh.
It's horse semen. We're about to smoke it.
Fuck yeah. Well, that last stuff you had it. The cord's pretty long.
It's definitely not going to make it to the kitchen.
You don't think so? It'll get you almost there.
Fuck no, it's not going to make it to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, man.
What do you think this is?
I don't think nothing. Look at that. You're pretty close. There you go. There you go. You got the Orec mic stand over there.
Patent pending.
Yeah. It's got a built-in vacuum cleaner. It's pretty dope.
That was fine, I think, because it's cold.
Yeah.
But it tastes good. I forget what the other shit's called. Animal face or something weird.
Animal face.
Smoke some animal face.
Oh,
bruh.
My God. My fucking whole leg is asleep from my knee down.
Don't give me one more.
Yeah, I got it.
I gotta go throw this back in the fridge.
Okay. I'll edit this out. And you gotta pee. All right, I'm gonna stop right there then. And then we'll get back.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, no. There's a gap in it, but...
Not a gap.
Wait, what the fuck is going on? Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah. I'll fix that later. Or maybe I won't. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Is it recording me?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay.
You can see. It's going pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Um.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. What is happening?
I don't know. Anyways, I'm trying to think if I saw anything cool happen this weekend.
I don't know. Trump doing some WWF shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. I feel like that.
You jumping right out of the conspiracy train?
I'm just my own thoughts. I haven't talked to many people.
I think a lot of people will share your thoughts.
I have no idea what. Like, I just picture the picture I saw.
Yeah.
Of him
with the bloody ear.
And did he have his fist in the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, fight!
I know.
Fight!
I felt like it was like some WWF days.
Yeah. You know, I saw a video of the shooter climbing up onto the roof.
Yeah.
Or on the roof getting into position, and all the people were on the side. They're like, oh, there's a guy up there. Like, what's he doing? So there's plenty of people pointing it out and nothing really happened.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's weird that there wasn't any Secret Service on that building either.
Well, that's what I thought the Secret Service did. Thought they had people on the buildings and shit.
Yeah, every building.
I thought that was their fucking job.
Yeah, to watch every spot. Well, I guess it is. It is a former president though, and candidate.
Yeah.
So maybe they just don't have the full power to.
I don't know.
To do all that.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Nor do I care.
The way they got him out too is pretty insane.
I don't know. I didn't.
They
don't follow any of.
They let
shit.
Him stand up and fist pump and do all that stuff, but they never. I don't know. It just seems like they would have rushed him the fuck off instantly.
I don't know, dude. It seems a little odd.
You're sketchy. Especially it's sketched.
It's 2024, dude.
Yeah.
You think they'd have better. I don't know. I don't fucking trust it.
Yeah, apparently you can still just sneak up on people with a gun in a field.
On a roof.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, so I saw this thing where, they already found, people on the internet found his,
Where do you have a manifesto?
His, Steam page.
What is that?
Playing video games and shit.
Oh.
And, apparently there's a game on there that he played, 130-some hours. But it's, President Trump, and you have to, a sniper's trying to shoot him, and you have to, run out and take the bullet.
What?
Yeah, some shit like that.
What?
I don't know if this was fake news or whatever.
Oh, it's fucking fake, in my opinion.
It was just it had messages from him on there that said, "Good thing I got practice. I hope this works for the real thing and shit like that."
What?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, he was, dropping hints. He, changed on his profile. It said some shit about Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was playing a game where he was saving the president.
Yeah, I don't
know.
I'm
so confused.
It was very weird. Or maybe, I don't know. I would have to watch it again. Or maybe you were trying to shoot Trump. I don't know.
I have no clue.
Yeah. It was pretty weird. It seemed like instantly so much shit was coming out that I don't know. Just some nut.
Yeah. You'll have that.
You. Yeah. Nutty people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I feel like I had a good story about a crazy person. I just.
That you saw at the place?
It was. Somewhere in Baldwin.
Okay.
I always, always have those random people walk up and just start talking to me.
Yeah.
It's why me? Do I just look
something?
I try not to look approachable.
Something about you. People love it.
Just like, I'm going to go talk to that guy.
I'm going to go talk to that guy.
Look at that guy.
I'm crazy. He looks like I have a conversation
crazy,
with him.
Yeah, crazy can smell crazy, dude. Well, okay, all the people that come up to you and start talking to you, how often do you hit it off with them, though?
Nah, I mean...
Is it ever something cool happen or
I
no?
I mean, the one time I was hitchhiking and that guy who lives over here by me, I know these fucking gnats. He was pretty cool. He hooked me up with some work and shit, side job.
Fuck yeah, there you go.
When he picked me up, I know I already told this story, but he packed up a bowl and put some hash on top of it and started blazing it.
Hell yeah.
I was like, all right. Well, I don't think this guy's going
to
murder me.
Well, there you go. So when these crazy people come up to you and talk to you, maybe...
I mean, that guy
maybe,
wasn't too crazy. Maybe he's just, he was out there.
Yeah.
Maybe cool guy.
Maybe you're supposed to at least hear him out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Unless they look super crazy.
Yeah, like that... what was his name? Shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta out crazy the crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
I saw a guy in Seattle.
Yeah.
Doing that. He's like walking down the street saying, you gotta out crazy the crazy when you hear the crazy coming.
Is he talking to himself or is he?
Yeah, he was like recording a video.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a guy up front or down the street. Just like talking and like pacing back and forth. So as it gets closer, he just starts like shouting random shit, making no sense. And the guy just like stops and looks at him. And the guy just walks away.
Yeah. Yeah, like that dude that I thought was going to, me and my cousin were going to have to fight in Chicago.
When?
When we went and saw Andrew Schultz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know I told that story.
Yeah. I don't know if you told the part about fighting somebody.
No, we didn't fight him. I just thought we were going to have to fight him. Like he,
just some crazy?
Yeah, he just came over all aggressive, like, because he was, like, in this street performer's face, like, fist faking him. Yeah. Like, pump faking him, you know?
Uh-huh. Was it like a bucket player?
He was just singing or something. I don't remember what the fuck he was even doing. But... I was just like, let's make sure this dude doesn't get, like, beat, because nobody's going to do anything. Yeah. So we're in Chicago.
He's just yelling about something.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. He was just some crazy dude. His face was already beat the fuck. So he already got beat up.
So he's
up.
Just running around fighting people.
Yeah.
what a way to live, just running around Chicago fighting people.
Sounds like Chicago.
I don't know. You leave people alone.
I would never want to live there. Yeah. I can spend, like, maybe 2 days there.
Yeah.
That's it. By the second day, I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. I need to go up to the woods.
I need trees.
Yeah. Like, goddamn. I just don't understand why you would want to live like that.
Yeah, I've never really stayed in a big city like that for too long.
I'd rather just, like, eat squirrels and rabbits and shit. Trout. Fucking... deer. Hang out in the woods. What?
Hell yeah, dude, I get you.
I fucking hate this shit.
Like, it started off like it's very small and got bigger. Yeah, I believe in I want to go see some stand-up shows in the city.
Yeah, I missed that. That'd be fun. We could do that one weekend. I fucking bought tickets to that. Damn it, I can't think of his name right now. Oh, it's gonna drive Steve Hofstetter.
Yeah,
he's always just ruining people for heckling.
Yeah.
Fucking, I bought tickets and I missed the show because I forgot.
He just forgot it.
Yeah, I forgot. What I was, but yeah, I just totally forgot. And then I was like, "Fuck!"
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't a lot of money, but
did you remember the day of, or like a couple days later?
I think it was like 2 days afterwards. Because I was like, I think that show is coming up.
It's too bad it didn't hit like 7 o'clock, and you're like, what was I doing tonight at
7? Oh my god, I would have been pissed.
Like, fuck. Yeah. What else should we do? I want to go to a casino sometime.
I was gonna go to the buffet.
Fuck the buffet.
The other Sunday, dude, crab legs, bro.
I can't eat crab legs.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Fuck.
I'm not sold.
No, you can. Man. I'll just stab you.
No, because the rest of that place sucks.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
It's just for what it is. I'm like, I don't want to pay that much, but I'll watch you eat crab legs.
What if I randomly get allergic now?
Yeah, you could.
That would suck.
Yeah, I think mine was caused from like food poisoning from.
You got bad stabbed shrimp. By a shrimp.
Well, I
remember.
Yeah.
Or it was before that you had food poisoning.
This was after I got the food poisoning. I had food poisoning.
No, like, what? When did you get your shrimp? Like reverse Spider-Man skills, but shrimp.
Oh, now I thought that eat. Happened. It happened.
Was when, that clams?
That's when I think it. No, it was before that.
You got the food poisoning but, before you got stabbed by the shrimp.
Yes.
Before you got your shrimp.
Yeah.
Anti-powers.
Yeah. Before I got...
reverse.
Yeah.
Reverse powers to seafood.
Yep.
Okay. You're like anti-Aquaman.
Yeah, dude. I can't go in the water. I try, but I can't. Oh, my God. I'm like scared, dude. It's just scary. Aquaphobia, you know.
Aquaphobia.
Bad case of aquaphobia.
Mm. So scary.
Where were we going with this?
I have no idea. That dab got me pretty blazed.
Yeah, I just realized that.
They'll get you.
We're going to be cutting a lot of this out.
Yep. This went off into reverse just Aquaman shit.
No, that's good. That's good. Oh, no. That might stay.
That's fine. It should.
That might stay.
As it should. You got any concerts or anything you're looking at anytime soon?
Yeah. Oh, we got some shows coming up. I can't remember what the fuck they are, though.
You don't even know?
No, I can't remember.
You just sent it. So don't forget about them like I did.
I won't. That's what my wife's for.
See? That's I just have a dog. Yeah. She's not good.
That's what my wife's for, dude. I should
just get, like, post-it notes and stick them on her.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be cool if you taught Daisy how to use the buttons, the talk buttons.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to hear
how do you even, like,
what she would want to say.
Do they know?
I don't know. I think they gotta recognize the sound, you know?
Right. And what they get for it.
Yeah.
So pretty much they don't know what the fuck it's saying. You just train them to know what the sound is.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know what dogs are doing.
Isn't that kind of what we do?
A fucking touche.
That's a douche. A
douche. Douche. I like that.
Hell yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
That should be a shirt.
A douche. Then it'd be like, people would just be like, why does it say douche?
Alright, there we go. Hmm. That got weird. Don't.
Like I
touching
said,
shit. Stop touching
dude,
shit.
Dude, it's a learning process. I'm learning.
Well, don't touch it.
I don't understand what the fuck I'm doing.
It's like a strip club. I don't understand you're not allowed anything. To touch. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not. It's all my shit.
During the performance, don't touch.
Yeah.
Hands off.
You gotta pay extra to fuck
you
around.
You can look.
You gotta pay later. Yeah.
That's for after hours. Or you got to take it to the VIP room. I don't know where that is in this house.
That's your bathroom for sure for me. Let's sit on, I'll sit in there and just edit.
Lock yourself just, in the,
yeah.
The escape room.
Yep, yeah, just take a nice big shit and edit.
Nick Gellis wants to come and do an episode.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's do it.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you just said his name.
I know. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's a listener.
Nice. Shouts out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hit him up next week or something. For next week. Or we'll see if he's a listener.
Yeah.
Hit Alex up.
We'll do questions.
Hit Alex up if you're a listener.
And then on episode 3, what did we say at the 2 minute mark?
No, just if he watches you got to go back through the catalog.
You got to listen to all of them before you can be on the show. All
right, something's going to happen to this. Chick smelling her pits. Dude, I hate those fucking things. That's, getting electrocuted is terrible. I fucking hate it.
I've had it happen a bunch of times.
Oh, terrible.
With like 210. I have grounded myself more than once. It does not feel good.
What does that mean?
Like when I was the parapro for the welding.
Oh.
What,
you just went...
Well, alright, so...
I don't know shit about welding. I can't remember nothing.
There was a tank. It's a tank of gas.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting on the concrete. So I had, not thinking about it, stuck my hand on the tank of gas to, like, I was watching a student weld.
Uh-huh.
And I touched the table. So I grounded myself. Because my boots didn't matter at that point, the rubber. Because I was touching the tank that was touching the ground.
Oh.
And then I touched the table, so I completed the circuit.
Oh, it ran through you?
Did. I felt, like, sick the rest of the day. Oh. Like, it fucked up. Because it fucks all your electrical shit up, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't feel right at all.
Dude, I heard... I can't remember. I saw this a long time ago on some, like, show. But this guy was saying that, like, being electrocuted, you're, like, the molecules in your body, like the cells and atoms and shit, try to, like, separate from each other.
Right.
And that's what's happening is you're fucking, like, dude, on a small level.
It fucked me up, dude.
You're getting burned and shit?
Yeah, twice it's happened.
Oh, man, I really...
That might explain a lot.
Yeah. Knock on wood, man. I hope I don't fucking ever get electrocuted to death.
Yeah, no, that would suck. I mean, you'd go out pretty quick, but it feels really weird.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I guess if it was a big, like, boom.
Another time I was trying to plug in a... 220, like, a wire for a welder. To plug it in. And dumbass who was running the shop at the time, the class, the actual class, you know.
Yeah.
Had put a steel, like, post from the ceiling to the ground, and that's what the electrical outlet was hooked up to. Like, instead of using a wood post, he used a steel one. So, once again, it was grounded. And I was holding on to the post to plug the cord in, and one of my fingers touched one of the prongs.
Oh, God.
Once again, I had grounded myself, so.
Jesus, dude.
Don't do that ever.
How many times have you gotten it?
Those two were the worst.
Yeah.
I've gotten it probably, I don't even know,
yeah,
a bunch.
Just small shocks?
Yeah, but those are the most dangerous because it draws you in.
Yeah. Is that where people get stuck?
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, house electricity is the most dangerous.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like a...
Let's put that shit in our walls, dude.
Yeah. Well, just don't grab onto it when it's alive, and you'd be all right.
Dude, I try not to... If I have to fix something in the kitchen, I go down and turn off all the power in the house.
Because
fuck that. I don't have a meter. Like, dude, no, I don't want to get electrocuted, man. I fucking hate that.
When I was working for my buddy's dad, he dropped me off at... I think it was like his mom's old house or something. And she had passed and he was selling it or I don't know what the whole, it was a while ago. But he dropped me off there. I was there alone. He said he shut the power off. He wanted me to put covers on these, like, because the inspector went through and said all this shit he needed done.
Uh-huh.
And there needed to be electrical covers on these junction boxes. He said he shut the power off. And I'm down there fucking with these cords, dude. And fucking they sparked. But, like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And he said he shut the power off, but obviously it wasn't off. So yeah. I was just down there sweating my ass off, like, just anxious as fuck. Still
yeah,
doing it.
Yeah, just I like, here we go. All right.
I still did it.
Why didn't you go find the breaker?
I didn't know where, what, like, I should have just shut the whole, I don't know.
Should have just shut it down.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because I didn't want to, like, fuck something up.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I know. I totally could. And I was like in this tiny. They dug a trench in this crawl space because it was like so small.
Just a tomb.
Dude, I know. I'm just down there sweating my ass off, freaking out.
God, dude.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was not a fun time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, you're always in dangerous situations, man.
I know.
Like, you know, almost killing yourself in the woods with your shotgun.
When? What? What did I do?
Shot it off next to your head.
Oh, yeah.
And it would totally would have looked like you killed yourself.
I forgot about that.
Your finger would have been on the trigger.
Well, Kevin was there. So,
oh, like, I thought you were alone that time, too.
No, Kevin was sitting... Like, right, he was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, are you okay?
We're all okay? Awesome. Okay.
Well, it was the winter time, so I had gloves on, and the stupid fucking glove thumb thing, like, because I had gloves on that, like, you can flip the thumb,
yeah,
the tip of the thumb off.
Uh-huh.
That fucking went in the trigger thing.
Oh.
And pulled the trigger.
Uh-huh.
My finger didn't. It was the fucking glove. Yeah.
It's still what it looked like.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what happened? He's like, I don't know. He just walked over there and shot himself in the face.
Yeah, he just like, fucking killed himself right in front of me.
Daisy, what do you need?
She's trying to make a bed out of the pillow, even though she has a fucking bed.
God.
Yeah.
She's like...
She has a fucking bed.
Is that her pillow?
No, I mean, it's just the pillow.
That pillow's so gross, dude.
Yeah, aren't all pillows gross,
No.
though? Haven't you heard Kyle Ganane talk about pillows?
And how they're all gross?
Yeah, like, he's like, what fluids are coming out of my face when I'm asleep?
Yeah, dude.
No, that's an old-ass pillow, bro.
Yeah,
that's
it looks
why,
old.
That's why the dog is using it as
it's
a bed.
Very brown. And it's not super brown, but it's got a nice tint to it.
Bed on bed.
Yeah, let's see your notes.
Oh, there's some good ones that I don't know what the fuck. I must have been on LSD or something.
Hell yeah.
Because there's some questionable ones. This one, I have no idea. Vagina Wilson Ball, Castaway.
Like a flashlight that's looks like Wilson?
No, I think maybe I was thinking a chick on her period just squatted on a ball. And I have no fucking clue, bro. I don't know what vagina Wilson ball Castaway is. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
What kind of acid are you eating?
No, it's more of what kind of conversations am I having?
Yeah, I guess.
Or what am I even... I don't know what... That was March 31st.
But I've been sitting on that one for a while.
I don't know.
Okay.
When times get hard, the drugs get harder.
No, yeah. Didn't we say, yeah, dude.
Was that us?
Yeah, that was on the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was okay. Like a conversation we had on the phone. Nice. And I think that's before we had the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah,
I save these things.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't know what if this is an actual band, Jesus Lizard Rock Band. I don't know what the fuck that like, even is.
Jesus Lizard Rock Band.
Maybe it's a band.
It could be, yeah.
Ah, Scarves for Sick Dicks. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Scarf for a sick dick.
Yeah, like it's got the syphilis. Maybe it's drippy a little.
Yeah, yeah.
You put a scarf on it.
I think that's another
folk. People are going to steal all these ideas.
I know. Like, I'm now they're ideas.
But they are ideas.
I think that was another phone conversation. I think I remember that one, dude.
Oh, my God. Lighting my fist on fire and Hadouken the pussy.
Lots of vaginal stuff on these, huh?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently. I like scarves for sick dicks.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That's pretty good.
I can like see that. It's got a little a little knit cap on top of his head and the scarf around the
There's like a Kleenex on a rope.
Achoo. Achoo.
Or like you put a little harmonica holder, but it's a Kleenex.
It's just all sick.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
It's good. I was, like, dying when I thought of it. So.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Oh, man, that's funny.
We should just make some merch.
Yeah.
DickScarves.com.
Yeah.
It's like dick towel, but, you know.
I think we just need to hire. Oh, shit. Well, I guess we don't have to hire anybody. We can just use AI to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sick dick with a scarf?
Yeah.
Is that what this app's doing? That should be the picture.
Yeah. I'll just color.
Are we in trouble for that?
I don't know. We'll find out. I'll just color it like a skunk. So it doesn't make any sense. And they'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God. I love it.
You fucking did it. Yeah.
This commercial's making me hungry, bro.
I know.
I'm like full, but.
Man, I wish we were out on a farm right now eating outside.
Yeah, why aren't farmers feeding us more?
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Because they're lazy.
I think that's what they do for a job.
Because they're lazy.
They make food. Ah, shit.
Well, they're not doing it fast enough.
Sorry, farmers. You could at least cook it for us, too.
There's another person. There's another group of people on the Skunk Ravine shit list. Fucking farmers.
Farmers that don't cook their food after they grow it.
Owning all your land. Keeping all that land to yourself.
Oh, man. Good shit.
Yeah, dude. Do you think farmers, like, just eat just the food that they farm?
Probably not.
And barter with other, like, neighbors?
They just fight each other. They just have, like, battles.
Yeah, out in the fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a farmer fight club for food.
Right. Or maybe there's barrels they smash, like, in the video game. Corn falls out.
It sounds like they're just partying. Yeah, it sounds like they're just getting drunk in a field, like not making enough food for the rest of us.
Hey,
they're just over there eating like kings and getting rowdy.
A lot of that shit is like automated now.
Shit, dude. We gotta find a field to go party in sometime.
Well, I've got like a kind of a big backyard. There's like a tall grass behind it. So that's kind of a field.
Let's go get ticks.
I woke up with a tick in my back the other night.
Hell yeah, dude. How'd you notice it?
For some reason, I always just wake up and know.
Something's trying to get in me.
Like my brain's like, tick alert.
Something's trying to penetrate.
Yeah. Penetration. The penetrator. Yeah, I ripped that fucking little bitch out. And then flushed it down the toilet.
There you go.
Still had a piece of my skin honked down its face.
Yeah.
That's how I knew its face came out. Sometimes the head stays in, so. It was just a dog tick, so it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's been itchy, though.
Still. Got that shit latched out. It's gross. Not fun, man. Yeah. I've pulled ticks off my, like, dick before, and.
Ticks on your dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be the name of the episode.
Ticks on the dick. We'll find something fun in there, but.
Well, and then you could put the dick scarf and then have a tick.
That's why this dick is sick, because it ticks.
The dick sick. The dick sick.
Sick dicks from ticks.
I can't even. Tongue twister right there.
Say it fast.
Sick dick. Tick. Sick dick. Tick. Tick.
Sick tick.
I don't even know.
Tick dick sick.
I can't do it.
Tick got the dick sick.
My dick got the tick sick.
My dick got tick sick.
The dick tick sickness. Nick's got the dick Nick's tick dicks. Sick.
Nick's
tick.
Nick's sick.
Nick's sick dick tick.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do that for like 10 more minutes. We got to fill some time here.
I'm sorry, but that's hilarious.
No, it's good.
Oh, shit.
Dick sick, tick dick.
I can't. That's good. Somebody should send videos in of them trying to say that fast.
Yeah.
To the, what? The
to
email?
Us or the email, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
That'd be cool.
That'd be funny.
Peru. Talking to you.
That'd be real funny.
That'd be good. Send it.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched Ghostbusters, the original one? I know we talked about Ghostbusters
somebody
last
told
episode.
Me there was... Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that last week with Tyler.
I don't get what the other two...
It might have got cut
what
out.
Are the other two?
No, like, but the original one, dude. Remember the original one? Remember that scene where Dan Aykroyd gets his dick sucked from a ghost?
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't catch that, like, as a kid.
No, I mean... Any movie, like, from that era...
Yeah.
It's pretty raunchy.
Yeah. I just thought the ghost dick sucking scene was totally unnecessary.
What is a ghost like sucking a dick sound like? I don't know.
It doesn't sound like anything. Probably just. I don't know. That's why they're always like. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, so,
I saw Kid Rock, like,
yeah,
in the back of a Cybertruck that painted, like, the General Lee singing Cowboy.
You said, hold on.
Yeah.
My brain couldn't even process that. Fucking, you gotta say that again,
dude. Kid Rock, yeah, standing in the bed of a Cybertruck.
Oh, God.
Painted, like, the General Lee singing his song, his smash hit, Cowboy.
What? Why? Where?
I don't
what?
Know. It was in like a fuck at a rodeo or some shit.
I want to kill myself. Right. What the fuck, dude?
I want to kill myself.
Did you hear about
that? I hate that so much. I just want to kill myself.
I just take me over to the gas station so I can fill that 5-gallon thing of gasoline.
Okay.
And just dump it on myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please would be nice.
Ah, please.
All right, get it. Let's go. I'll be on 2.5 for you and 2.5 for me.
Somebody was telling me it was either a Cybertruck or just a regular Tesla, but one of them, like, left off the lot and the brakes went out immediately. and it crashed into another, I think it was a Cybertruck, and it crashed into a Tesla.
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Just bumping into each other.
They're just fighting. It's like that robot movie that I
cyber
maybe can't say. I don't know what legalities are. No. What?
Transformers?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer is going to...
He might come after us, bro. He might listen to Skunk Ravine, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a little skunky.
Yeah, he flies to Peru.
That's who it is.
I can't hide.
You're tricky.
I got to hide down here. Yeah. Oh, how'd they find me?
You son of a bun.
Gotcha. We found you, Bruckheimer. Dude, Desmond cracked me up at the store today. Well, first he annoyed the shit out of me, and then he cracked me up.
Oh, yeah. Kids will do that.
He was just like
following the twofer.
I could feel him on my heels just walking behind me. And anytime I stopped, he'd bump into me, and then I'd be like, walk in front of me. And then he would stop, and I'd bump into him. But we go to this dressing room. I try on a pair of shorts, and he's just like, I open up the door. He's like, huh, I didn't know you could just go in here. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I put the shorts on, and he's just like, yeah, those look pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all right, thanks, buddy.
That's hilarious, dude.
So then I'm taking the shorts off, and he's like, are we going to pay for these? I'm like, what, you want to steal them? He's like, no. He's like, I just didn't know if... you were going to pay for them or not.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, what are you talking about, dude?
I love how kids are just high.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, let's go. Like,
they're just like a little drunk high person.
Dude. When we get back to the cart, we find Ashley and Amara. And Amara's in the cart crying, looking like a feral.
Yeah.
Because the back of her head's all like netted up because she'll never let us comb her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the front of it's all fucked up because it had, like, put a bunch of lotion on her last night. And then her hair got, like, all lotiony. So she just looked fucked up.
Yeah. Like that singer from, what's that fucking weird-ass band? I think you're freaky and I like you a lot.
Oh, Diane Ward?
Yeah. Was she looking like her?
Yeah. That's exactly how she looked, Alex.
Yep, you nailed it.
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
You stupid asshole.
That's, yeah. She looks like the chick from Die Outward. Whatever that is. Whatever that means. She looks South African. She looks like an Afrikaner.
I can't.
Goofy boy.
I can't with you.
A Quiet Place, day one. Do you ever see A Quiet Place?
Wow, that sounds really familiar.
It's with the fucking dude from The Office, Jim. I don't know if John Krasinski does it or not. He was in the first one.
Hmm.
And spoilers, he got.
He got ripped up.
That was kind of a stupid ass. So you did see it?
What?
The movie.
What?
A Quiet Place. With Jim from The Office, the first one. No.
No.
Okay. It's about aliens, right? And they attack by sound.
I might have seen it.
So you gotta be quiet.
Really remember it.
His kid gets fucked up like right at the beginning, because he like fixes a toy.
They just fuck his kid.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like his kid's just like, I fixed the toy.
Just alien rape.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, it like listens. I don't remember that. Yeah, it attacks sounds. So this.
I mean, I know. She's pregnant. What you're talking about.
She's pregnant. You know, of course. But yeah. It's cool. They got like a soundproof box for a baby because, you know, babies are quiet all the time.
Yeah, you just put it in a box.
Yeah.
Just suffocate it. That'll tends to quiet them down.
All right, buddy, into your quiet box. I'll let you out when you stop happened.
Oh my god.
Just enough to get him down, you know.
Man.
Man, I think tonight when I go home I'm gonna season my smoker.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are we gonna smoke?
I'm smoking ribs tomorrow.
Dude, smoked burgers. Smoked anything is delicious.
Yeah.
Chicken, I'm gonna breasts, burgers.
I'm going to, yeah, take that membrane off and rub them down tonight. Let them sit overnight. I'll season the smoker when I get home. Cook them tomorrow.
So I'll be at your house. Boom. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm only doing one rack.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Come by.
Give me a sliver.
Bring some meat. Bring some kind of meat.
This dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got chicken brats.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Come throw them on.
They're asparagus and Swiss.
I remember you telling me about that. I don't want to get on that. I got some summer sausage for you.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
What is the one?
Oh, you know it. Is it you know one? It's from Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got a big pack of that smoked string cheese. So, yeah, you should come over tomorrow. I see them eyebrows. Wiggle-a-waggling. Yeah. Waving. Okay, now you're doing the rocks thing. Is it legal to shoot that crossbow in your backyard?
I don't know, but I do it anyway.
I was going to say, do you care?
No.
Maybe you're going to shoot
something. We can totally go shoot it.
Actually, I don't know if I want to go outside.
I've been outside. I don't give a fuck at this point.
I hate being outside.
Do you not see my fucking tan line?
Oh, yeah, dude. You got farmer's tan?
Dude, it's...
Just your legs? Lift your shirt up. Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad. Yeah, a little bit on the neck there.
Yeah.
Do you wear shorts when you're working?
These are my shorts.
Yeah. Dude.
They're like the...
I hate when I see people working in the fucking sun and long shit. I'm like, I can't do
it. Well, all right, so...
I don't have,
the
like...
The theory behind that
blocks is... the sun, right?
That... Well, yeah. And I don't wear sunblock, which I should.
Yeah.
I don't really want skin cancer, but I also hate sunblock.
Yeah.
But I would probably also hate skin cancer way worse. So, you know.
I'm a man of principles. I'm going to die.
Well, I've got, like, one of those sun shirt, like the 60 SPF.
Yeah. Is it baggy?
Like
a fishing shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fishing
shirt. I think it's kind of like the same shit like that. Like,
maybe
it's super breathable.
Maybe I should wear those.
I think all it does is like block the sun.
Well, yeah. That's exactly what it does. Yeah. Hence the 60.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dude, we should make a shirt that blocks the sun.
Brow.
And breathes.
It's just like a bunch of tiny umbrellas.
Yeah.
Like from drinks.
Yeah.
The drink umbrellas.
Oh shit! How about a drone service?
That's just
and it's
a fly
umbrellas
above
on
you.
Drones. It just comes like when you're working, and we can just all year round make shade.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay, you get a fucking bomb drone like in Ukraine.
Yep. One of them just fucking drops out.
Uh huh.
Damn! I should have took a picture of this truck I saw earlier.
Yeah.
It was like...
Was one of them big ones with the big wheels?
Nah, it looked like the Beverly Hillbillies. Like, I don't even know how all the stuff was staying in there.
Hell yeah. Like, it was just so wedged.
Bro. Like, he had, like, a treasure chest hanging out the side window and shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Fucking American Pickers?
Dude. Nah. It was American Meth Head.
I travel around the country trying to find America's best meth. Well, maybe I'll come to your town. You got meth there?
What kind of trash do you have?
What kind of trash and meth do you have in your town?
But there was a drone in one of the crates in the back. I definitely didn't work.
Let's
I can promise
receipts.
You that. He was probably like, I can make some money on this.
like found a fucking drone on his way out to his shake and bake shack in the woods.
Right.
That someone crashed or lost batteries or
something. Right. He had to throw rocks at it to get out of a tree.
Yeah. Well, I tried to climb up there and I couldn't make it halfway and then I fell. Because the meth's wearing off.
It's wearing off.
But once I get that drone, should be able to get more meth. We'll add it to the pile truck.
More pile. We'll
take that pile truck down the road.
Dude, it was like...
And we're going to find ourselves...
Bro.
Some meth.
Definitely should have took a picture.
Yeah, dude.
I failed on that one.
Did I send you that picture of that license plate I saw the other day? I saw it. I'm walking to my car at work, but it just says Boof 1.
Boof 1. It seems like a good way to get pulled over.
Yeah, dude. It was, I think it was an Indiana plate.
Well,
possibly
that makes
University
sense.
Of Indiana, like vanity plate.
Boof 1.
Boof 1.
Was it on the front, or was it the
it
actual
was a rear.
Plate?
It was a legal license plate with a tag and everything.
Okay.
Boof 1.
Boof 1.
Yeah, I walked past it.
Do you think there's like, a Boof 2?
There has to be, right? Because it can't just be like, yeah, you should Boof 1. No, there's got to be a Boof 2 and 3.
4.
Yeah. But, yeah, I walked past it, and it made me do it. Like, I was... Yeah, I took a picture of it.
Yeah, you definitely didn't send that to me.
Okay. I'm wheeling and dealing so many pictures of fucked up license plates I see that I forget who I'm sending them to.
I forget which one. I had one.
Some license plate pictures to people.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. This was pretty funny, too. Chicken cop.
Hell yeah, dude.
But cop!
I like it. You're an easy laugh, man.
Nah, dude. Shit cracks me up, bro.
Chicken cop.
Chicken
it was
cop.
It was a picture of a chicken coop restaurant where one of the O's in coop fell off. For those of you out there listening to this who aren't here in the room with me and Alex.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Which you should be. We're both Donald Ducking it right now. We're Winnie Poohing it, if you will.
Winnie Poohing.
Just shirts. Nothing else.
Shirts and skirts.
Just t-shirts. I gotta go to my dad's house and get those guns and bring them over here.
Do it. I got room in my safe.
Cool. I think there's like 4 of them.
I've got a 16 gun safe or some shit. I don't know.
Okay. Good. Good.
Something good. Like that.
Very good.
I got enough.
You got room for 4 more?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good. Should have lied, dude. Should have been like, No, I only have room for 3. So anyone who listens to us knows, like, hey, man, he's got a lot of them.
Well, I don't keep all of them in my safe. Don't
kill you. Hey-o.
Shisha.
Yep, I can see many pointy, stabby, shooty, launchy things in here right now.
There's a bunch. They're everywhere.
I feel like we don't just play with that crossbow enough.
We've not played with
it
at all.
I've never
shot
it.
Well,
because
I couldn't find the thing, and I found it. So
what thing?
The thing you have to use to cock it.
The crank?
Yeah, you got the shaft cranker.
The shaft cranker.
Because that shit hurts really bad to try to do by hand.
Yeah.
Well, it goes fucking like 400 some feet per second.
Do they make built-in ones?
Oh, you know what the other problem is I can't find the not murdered pull back out. Like, I can't find the target tips.
Oh, so you just have murder arrows?
Yeah. Like, yeah. So, fuck, we can't even shoot it. Unless I can find them. I've looked.
Why don't we just shoot them at something soft?
I've got a watermelon, but they're just going to blast right through. They go 400-something feet per second, dude.
Hell yeah. cool, dude. So it's just like, tink. Cool. Dude, I've never shot a crossbow. I want to fucking shoot it. How much do arrows cost, man?
I just need the tips.
Oh, how much are tips?
Probably like $5 or something.
Cool. Let's go get some.
I have some somewhere.
Oh.
Some asshole put them somewhere.
Casserole.
Casserole. Indubitably.
Yes.
Yes. Scarves for sick ticks. Sounds like somebody a charity.
Somebody make that. Somebody draw that and send it to us. Jesus, man. I'll do it too.
Quinn.
We'll see who can Quinn. All make the best one, and then Alex will get it tattooed.
I will.
You know what's weird?
What?
So you got jalapeno Cheetos.
Yeah, dog.
I bought buffalo flavored Cheetos today.
Saying a what now?
Buffalo flavored Cheetos.
What?
Buffalo.
Yeah, say it again.
Like
buffalo.
Buffalo.
Flavored.
Flavor.
Cheetos?
Cheetos.
Question mark?
Yeah. They're okay. They're okay. But
They don't sound very good.
I don't know why. I always go when I'm at the grocery store and I walk past Cheetos, I always look at the fucking Cheetos.
Yeah.
And I'm always I'm not looking for something in particular. But I am looking for a certain flavor.
Yeah, what is it?
And they never have it. I don't know.
You just don't know.
I don't know. It's very weird. It's the thing I've always done. I've been like, do they got like those one kind of Cheetos? I walk over there, and if you ask me what kind of Cheetos I'm talking about, I'd be like, I don't know, just some other kind.
Just chasing the Cheetos, huh?
Yeah. And then I look at all the ones they do have, and I never buy them.
Chasing the Cheetos.
So I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll get the buffalo ones, see how these
fuck
things are.
Fuck these Cheetos.
Dude, I feel like buffalo flavor shit is always weird. it's like, sometimes it's like, fuck yeah, and other times it's so bad.
I like buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was really...
Very nice.
Yeah, all right, should we call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We might as well.
Okay. Well, that will be it. Oh, fuck!
Oh, shit.
I almost fell. I almost fucking fell down.
Don't do that.